So hey, you're listening to Peter, and on the 30th of June 2012, I did a post on my blog. That's go to www.donneganlandscaping.com, hit the blog hour, and just stick into Google, trampoline sinking Donegan, and you'll come up with this post. Brilliant photograph of me, mid-flight on a trampoline is the bit there. This, however, is nothing to do with the construction of. You can read all that on the blog post. What happened since noting that or publishing it is a plethora, a collective, a gaggle of emails came in. In short, I think one surmised it quite well. Didn't want to ask publicly in case, you know, people kind of frowned upon me for asking what the lady in question believed was, or maybe perceived as, a mildly silly question to ask, in brackets, as a parent. And that is, should or do I recommend that the safety netting mesh stay up around the trampoline? I went and did some extensive research, Google, and came up with, I wanted to refer, you know, we spoke to Dr. Pavlovpis of the Pavlovpis University and the research kind of thing. And what I actually came up with was, it seems to me like a bit of a PR blurb, and it is notes as such: August, most dangerous months for minors, accident prevention tips from injuriesboard.ie and Temple Street Hospital. I'm fully aware of Temple Street, the amazing work they do, and the brilliant people that work there. Injuriesboard.ie, I have to say and admit, hand on heart, I'm sure you're all lovely people, but I'd never heard of you before. And the name does kind of lend itself to something that would be advertised between the Jeremy Kyle show and Judge Judy or something along the like. However, if you've never heard of them, like I didn't, they have a note to editors at the bottom which notes, injuriesboard.ie is an independent statutory body, wait for the good bit, which assesses the amount of compensation due to a person who has suffered a personal injury. Have you hurt your back at work? Would you like more dough? We can get that for you. Call our hotline now. You see what I'm saying? It does, doesn't it? No offence. Like I said, I'm sure you're lovely people. However, to the crux or the important bits, they do have top tips on accident prevention from injuriesboard.ie and CUH, that's Children's University Hospital, include: 1, use trampolines and bouncy castles with care. In this, however, they only refer to trampolines, which is what we want to get to. And they quote and note, trampoline-related breaks account for an estimated 1 in 10 childhood fractures. That's from the Injury Prevention Journal, with international research indicating that, note and quote, 75% of injuries occur when more than one person is on the trampoline. The person who weighs less is 5 times more likely to be injured. They continue, trampolines should be supervised at all times, regularly maintained, located in a safe fall zone, blah, 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 blah. They continue on. Here's the really good bits. Or maybe not. Don't have more than one person using a trampoline at any one time. Under sixes should only use a trampoline designed for their age. Bounce in the middle of the net. Wait for it. Never somersault. Never exit by bouncing. Who the exits a trampoline by bouncing over the top? Okay, I don't know. I worry about reports like this. You know, they never have more than one person on a trampoline, never exit by bouncing. Don't bounce on the trampoline if that's the case. Just keep your feet on the ground. Don't wear socks. Don't drink coffee. It's bad for you. Drink it. It's good for you. We found a new report. I get very confused with all of these things. And I honestly believe it comes down to logic, streetwise, street smart, and a bit of decent parenting, to be quite honest with you. You know, my young daughter Ella was out with me yesterday, and we were picking red currants and black currants, and she picked a red currant straight off the tree, off the bush, and put it straight into her mouth and ate it. Yeah, there you go. It's not organic. It doesn't have a safety stamp stuck on the tail end of it. You know, it hasn't been packed in a super duper clean free thing, 99% of germs on your counter type. You know, it was just in the garden, and you rub it in your Gansey and you eat it, and there you go. And, you know, that's that. Personally, if you're asking me my thoughts on meshing or netting, my apologies, around the trampolines. Yeah, look, like I said, I think if you buy the right one, I think it looked funky and cool. And the one on the photographs in the blog actually looked quite smart now, I have to say, really smart. Maybe that's partly the fact that it's been sunken. Outside of that, I still think it should stay up. And outside of that, if I had one myself, yeah, the trampoline would probably definitely, no, in fact, definitely stay with the mesh on. But if you choose not to, then, I'm sure you're a good mom and dad, and that's great. And there you go. And that's each to their own. Aesthetically, I think the question was raised, but personally, my choice. They come with a mesh. I'm at it again, haven't I? But they come with a netting around it, and it goes with the turf, so you leave the thing up, and that's absolutely fine. And there you go. Yeah, because partly, as I said, what you don't see on that first photograph on the blog, what you do see is me mid-flight, but what you don't see is me falling on my Barney and just looking like an idiot. Yeah, and almost falling over the edge. Almost. They were the next series of photographs, which will never make it to air. Anyhow, that's over on www.donegallandscaping.com. Hit the blog or just Google trampoline sinking and Donegan, and I'm sure it'll come up there somewhere. Take care. Best with it. Bye for now.